short here. Just for those people who do not feel they succeeded in going through the Rav Shimon, an introduction that, in a certain sense, as strange as it sounds, I think you can follow this year without yesterday's year, and you can follow this year without Rav Shimon. You don't even need any Maamar Mekaymus. It's nicer to have the Maamar Mekaymus, but it's not Ma'akeh. Just with skipping all the complications of yesterday's year, just where are we holding? It's basically as follows. There is a Taisus Alamed Hay. The Taisus asked the Kasha by Muberes. According to Reish Lakish, says that if a person's borrow Muberes, he's not, they still, Zika, it doesn't help. Yibam and Chalitza to Muberes doesn't do anything. So Taisus asked the Kasha, you should be higher than Isser Reish Asach. So Taisus answers that it's the same as Katan. We know Katan, Abba, Gedayla, the din is Stigadran to Katan is Stigadranu, which means that unless he does be a later, the Zika doesn't go up. If he would want to, if he didn't want to do be a later, he would have to give her a du Chalitza. Even though, so the Bia that he did in the Katan doesn't seem in the account. And yet we know there's no Isserashis off. That's what Tigadalana means. They stay married. They just stay together until he becomes a Gado. So Taibah says, just like over there, there's no Ashis off. Here also, by Muteris, there's no Ashis off. Rabbi Chanan, Verim Shan and Taibah, seemingly, that's Pashib Shan, seems to be 100% right, that Taibah says that there's a Yisayat of Hutra, that the mistress, Yibim, is matter. The Isserashis off, even nothing to do with fulfillment of the mitzvah Yibam, because even though here you're not fulfilling the mitzvah Yibam, because by Muberes and by Katan you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, nonetheless there's no Ashis off. So you see the Ashis off is Hutra. On the other hand, we had yesterday a few indications, without getting into what they were, but we had seemingly three indications, I think, maybe more, that it, at least there's such a shita out there. Obviously there is such a shita of Hutra, the Ramah says it, Beferish, and the Ramban says it, Beferish, Rabbi Chaim quotes, but we wanted to claim that there's at least a shita in the Rishonim and in Taisus that clearly is learning that it's not Hutra. Now, clarification means it's not Hutra in the beginning. Once you do Yibum, then there's a pasuk of Lacha L'Yisha Nas Ekeishto called Davar, and then that it becomes totally your wife. That's a special drasha. Nas Ekeishto called Davar. So then everybody agrees, I believe it's Hutra, because you have this din of Migdarsha, Beged, and Machzira. You can, after you do Yibum, you can go ahead and marry her, you can do Kedushin. You couldn't do Kedushin before you did Yibum. You gave her a ring before Yibum, it's meaningless, Midiraisa. But after you do Yibum, if you divorce her, you can marry her with a ring. After Chalitza, you can marry with a ring. So once you do Yibum, Chalitza, the sum, there is a din of Hutra. But the question is, before Yibam or Chalitza, is there an earlier stage of Hutra, which would mean that there are two Hutras, which is one before and one later. So at least, so we had, without going into, we had a few indications that there is no Hutra before you do Yibam or Chalitza. One was simple Pshat and Taisus Af Gimel, because Taisus Af Gimel seems to say, Esai Daich Elos Esai. One was this Rashi, which Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha from. There's a Rashi on Nimbeis that said, if you, the reason why Kedusha is not Tevis in the Yavama, because she's an Eishasach. I mean, if she's a Hutra, so there is no Eishasach. And then you have the Kasha from Abishol. Abishol says, if you're Miyabe in the Yavama, the Shem Noi, you're over an Eishasach. Why are you over an Eishasach? It's Hutra. So those are three indications. We also thought maybe Taisus Daf Tes, but that may be, you know, I think it's a good riot, but it's okay. But at least three. So Rav Elchanan, the way he seems to go is he's Zoyche, he sticks with Pshat and Laminate, that's Chayk Bilo Yavur, so that's Pshat. And you have to give an answer to each of these cases. So he's Zoyche, Zoykes and Daf Gimel, he's Zoyche the Rashi, which is Shimon's Chakir, which we said we had all kinds of problems with it. And well, the Yemir Moshe, there's a piece of Rav Elchanan also that they discuss Abishol. So we just said a very simple mathematical thing, that if you have a stira between two things, you have on one side you have one tisis, on the other side you have three tisis, so it seems rather than be deiche, keep the one and be deiche the three, it's probably less deiche to keep the three and be deiche the one. So that's what we were advocating. Instead of going like Rav Elchanan, the Rav Elchanan says Lamin Hay is Pshat. It's Mufa from Taifas, Lamin Hay is a Hutra. All these other kashas, you have to be Deicha Taifas Saf Gimel, you have to be Deicha Rashi and Nundays, you have to be Deicha Abishol. So we said, no, keep the indication from Abishol, keep the indication from Rashi and Nundays, keep the indication from Taifas and Saf Gimel, and somehow or another figure out a way to be Deicha Taifas and Lamed Hay. Sounds very reasonable to me. If you have a stira between one thing versus three things, so the one thing should give instead of the three things. Obviously, Rav Elchanan felt that it's easier that one thing is so strong that you have to be dealt with the three things. But we want to advocate the other way. Okay, that was yesterday's shift. Okay. Today's Maramikonis, we don't really need the Rav Shimon. So, because he's very complicated, I agree. But we just need a little bit of your sidus that he puts in. He's discussing a case of a person is miyabein a chai de lav vasei, or a chai de lav, and if you hold it, you're not allowed to be miyabein a chai de lav, but basically a chai de lav vasei. And it seems our love is that you do not have to the tzara. There's a certain mashmos that maybe you do pater yourself, but you don't pater the tzara. The shayla is, why not? Why do you pater yourself? The mashmos seems that he says this, that you pater yourself, you don't pater the tzara. It's a strange, you know, mimonashos. If it works, it should, you know, with the reason, if it works, it should be patered, you should pater everyone. If it doesn't work, you should pater no one. How do you get this hybrid? There's a lashon of the Rambam, which is somewhat, also maybe seems to say a similar din. So you have a Marsha and a Rambam, which he lumps them together. And the truth is that, you know, we didn't do it, go inside. When he says, if you look in the Marsha, it sounds pretty clearly similar to what he's saying. What's his basic yisayid? His basic yisayid is, Rav Shimon is Mechadesh, that he says, by chai de lav and vasei, since the din is that Hashem doesn't want evil, so there's no mitzvah. Okay, that becomes debatable, you know, in that we learned that in morning seder, whether when it's, is there no mitzvah when it's a, when Hashem doesn't, when there's a, when it's a derech halos to say. Okay, he assumes there's no mitzvah. Hashem seems to say it that way too. Okay. Says since, however, he says even though there's no mitzvah, you still have a kinyan, and so the kinyan somehow or another, he has some complicated cheshbon why the kinyan helps the pater herself. He says really normally kinyan wouldn't help, but that, I don't want to get into that. That's we're on the next page, and if you guys didn't see, he says really what removes the zika is the kinyan mitzvah. Except in this verse, and that's why the tzar is, I still zakat. But for her, there's some complicated cheshbon why, for her, the kinyan would remove her zika. And he only says it only by chai de lav and vasei. He wouldn't say that by a regular woman, kinyan would remove zika. But here, by chai de lav and vasei, you can't do yibam anyway, so kinyan does remove zika. That's, I say, a little complication. So, just without complications, what he says in a nutshell is, that every time you do Yibum, you're doing two totally unrelated things. You're doing a mitzvah, about Kama's shame, of the beer that the Torah wants, and you're doing a Maisa Kinyan, and they have nothing to do with each other. You can get the mitzvah without the Kinyan, I don't know, you can get the Kinyan without the mitzvah. They have nothing to do with each other. They are totally unrelated. And what is it that removes the Zika? It's the, you know, the Kiyam Mitzvah is what removes the Zika. And the Kinyan is just some side thing that's all put on, nothing to do with it. It's not part of the mitzvah, it's not there to remove the Zika, it's just some extra, it's not contingent, right? It's just an extra thing. Okay. So, I think there's an eye open here in this with Shimon. I want to get back to Shimon a little bit, but we don't need the beginning. In other words, when the person learns Yevamis, a person sees that in Yevamis, there are, when you do Yibam, three things happen. Three or four things, if you want. The first thing is you get a mitzvah. A kind of mitzvah. Another thing is you get a kinyan. Isha hikneno min ha-shamayim. Really, it's an amazing kinyan, because it's kind of even without her rutzen, without her das, even without your das, even if you're bold b'shagay. So it's Isha hikneno min ha-shamayim. And the third thing is that somehow or another it takes off the Zika. Takes off the Zika. You no longer need chalitza. Not from her, not from the tzaris. Whether that's one thing or two things, because it's her and the tzaris, but okay. Right. So we have these three things happen with Yibam. It's a kiyam mitzvah. It makes a kinyan. And it removes Zika. Takes, you don't need chalitza anymore. Not. So I think any Pashut person learns Yevamis, you assume that they're all interconnected. Either one causes the other, or one thing causes all, right? It's a simon siba. However you want to make a chain, either A causes B and B causes C, or A causes B, C, and D, you know, whatever it is. But you would assume that the Yibam does these three things. They're connected. Because you did the mitzvah, Hashem rewards you with a kinyan. Because you did a kinyan, you get a mitzvah. I don't know which comes first, which one comes second. You can have all kinds of chakiris of what is the chain. It happens that there was a piece in the Yerubayim discusses what is the, you know, which comes first and which comes second. Is the mitzvah cause the kinyan, or the kinyan cause the mitzvah? But the assumption is, and the normal assumption is, that the three things are interconnected. There's one nice yibum, which brings about three results. So it means that the results are connected. It's you comes along Rav Shimon, and he says the Farish, says this Chiddush, that you can have the kinyan without the mitzvah. That's an earth-shattering Chiddush. That's what he says in the paragraph of Fiza. Says the Fiza inyan kinyan who gathers shark yam ben shayach the mitzvah even cloud. The ma inyan kinyan a mitzvah. Lack a p'tur in the Zika, but the p'tur from the Zika is only dark a kinyan. Rashkenka is causing, so the kinyan, the mitzvah is what takes off the Zika. But the kinyan is an isolated point. Okay. So that's his chesed. His chesed is that kinyan is there's two shneidim, the tzadim. There's a kinyan and a mitzvah. You can have one without the other. They have nothing to do with each other. It's just coincidental, so to speak, that the Torah says that when you do Yibam, you get both. But they're totally unconnected. And the Ptur Zika is generally contingent on the mitzvah. It's the stava. The mitzvah who takes off the Ptur Zika. Except that for her herself, there's some kind of chesed that since she becomes kinder, somehow or another kinyan can also bring about a, that is, as far as the tzaras who aren't becoming kinder, so their Ptur Zika is based on the mitzvah. And obviously, if mitzvah takes off the Zika from the tzaris, it would take off her own mitzvah. But herself, there's another way. There are two ways her Zika can come off. Because obviously, mitzvah could take off her Zika like it takes off everyone else's Zika. But even when mitzvah can't take off her zikah, she gets a kinyan somehow or another, and that's where he, most of his arichas, which is not on the sheet, is why kinyan sometimes takes off zikah. Okay. Then at the end of the piece, he says, he wants to say that this is Chan the Rambam. The Rambam says the same. The Rambam says that the reason why it doesn't pass that it's Sarah is because you get a quasi-kinyan. Ain't a kind of kinyan gomer. So he says this doesn't make sense. Either you get a kinyan or you don't get a kinyan. What does it mean? You ain't a kind of kinyan gomer. Right there. So he says, with a fees at the last paragraph on the page, Nizliyah Kaita is Russian a Rambam, the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason why it doesn't pop to the Tzara to Yonah the Kinyan Gomer, Shuda Dinya Yivamim Mafki Azika, is it doesn't have the aspect of the mitzvah which takes off the Zika. But the Kinyan, in other words, when the Rambam says Ain't a Kind of Kinyan Gomer, it's because since normal Yivama has these two aspects, Shneider and Rathrabim, there's a Kinyan and the Mitzvah. And in this case, like I the Rava say, you get a Kinyan without the Mitzvah. So it's Ain't a Kind of Kinyan Gomer. You're not getting the full thing. And then and that's John the Rambam. That's what he says. So, my impression was that that's, you know, it happens to be what he says in the basic shot sounds very close to the Marsha, but what he says in the Rambam, to me, I don't know how you can read that in the Rambam. The Rambam says Ain't a Kind of Kinyan Gomer. How does Ain't a Kind of Kinyan Gomer mean you get the full Kinyan and you get zero mitzvah? You know, Rambam says Ain't a Kind of Kinyan Gomer. You don't have a full Kinyan. Doesn't say you get, you have a full Kenyan and no mitzvah. A full Kenyan and no mitzvah is not Ain't a Kind of Kenyan Gomer. I don't know how we can say Lefiza Medeyek Heitev Mishnah the Rambam. It's not Medeyek Heitev. It's almost the fairest that could. It's not just not Medeyek Heitev. I think the Rambam says you're not Kind of Kenyan Gomer. And you're saying you get a full Kenyan, but there's no mitzvah. So why is that called not Kenyan Gomer? So I would like to venture that I do not know Pshat in the Rambam why you get only a partial Kinyan, and it's not really our sugya. I wouldn't mind working on it, but it's not right now our sugya. Maybe. And yet, but the nicer, what I see from the Rambam, is that the Rambam is saying that the reason why it doesn't remove the Zika is because Ain't a Kind of Kinyan Gomer, which means that the Kinyan is what takes off the Zika. Right. In other words, Rav Shimon takes on an assumption, and I must admit the Marsha seems to say it, that you can split, Rav Shimon has one chiddush, which is earth-shattering, that you can split the Kinyan and the Mitzvah. That's a big chiddush. That's definitely a very big chiddush. That the Kinyan and the Mitzvah are not Talizabizat. That's amazing chiddush. I want to steal that chiddush. I want to plagiarize that chiddush. I like that chiddush very much. That you can have the Kinyan and the Mitzvah are separable. They're not totally separate. Now the second question is, okay, now that we went ahead and we separated them, they are, you can have one without the other, which one takes off the Zika? So Rav Shimon takes on, as he seems to say as a pashtus, that it's the Mitzvah that takes off the Zika. And that's what Pater is at Tzaris. Obviously, if it Pater is at Tzaris, it's Pater herself. Except that he has some complicated chesed that by a chai de rav, and I say, where it's not shayach yibum, so for the woman who gets a kinyan, the kinyan can also take off her zika, which, again, is not our topic. But basically, he says it's the mitzvah that takes off the zika, not the kinyan. I would like to claim that the Rambam is mashna takeri. That if the Kinyan that takes off the Zika, and the reason why you can't pater the Tzara is because the Tzara is you don't have the Kinyan Gomer. In other words, you pater yourself because you have as much as a Kinyan as it's your Kinyanable. But the Tzara, which is Kinyan, could have more Kinyan, so then you don't pater the Tzara. It seems that the Kinyan, making as much as a Kinyan as you can make, somehow or another, pampers its Tzara. So, what we have is as follows. And this is now, now we just get to answer the question and still have a long time. We all have to don't know. We'll have to bat it. We'll figure out. We'll figure out an answer. Not as easy as it will take us a little while. But pastors, we answer the question. Why? Because what do we put down on your side? We said that you can split the kinyan from the mitzvah. And what pop is the Zika? It's the kinyan. So now, Taitas and Daf Lamed Hey is very simple. Taitas and Lamed Hey brings it in that you have a cut in a bog of data to Gadrena. Means the Zika doesn't go off. Rabbi Muberes, the Zika doesn't go off. Frag Taitas Akasha, if the Zika doesn't go off, you should be over. We'll start with Rabbi Muberes. Taitas asked Akasha, if the Zika doesn't go off, it means there should be an Isser. After Titus is like Katana. So I would say what Titus is saying, not the Nechare Chutra, he's saying, what's Shan and Katana? By Katana, there is no Isser, just is, the Dazika doesn't go off, which, using Rav Shimon split. But Katana is Katan. It's like Katan is Yajid Mitzvah. Who said Katan is not Yajid Mitzvah? The mitzvah Torah says, be a kodahu, yabama kodahu. You write the Gemara and Kuf Yira out there. It says, even a kodahu. You know, you don't need a word, I come ashamed. Just say, be a word, I come ashamed, whatever. You have it by a katan. Yabama yabara kodahu. So a katan fulfills the mitzvah. He did a yabama. He did what the Torah wanted. The Torah wants yabama yabara. He did Yavama Yavala. Yeshikarach, Mr. Katan, you're carrying the mitzvah. Now, there's a separate thing. Rav Shimon says there are two totally unrelated things, that there's a kinyan and the mitzvah. That is a Zoras Akasah, it's a pasuk, that a katan doesn't get a kinyan. It's a pasuk. We learned that yesterday, Kedusha. It's a pasuk. A katan doesn't get a kinyan. If he doesn't get a kinyan, the zikah doesn't go off. So therefore, you got lena. But the reason why there's no iser is because you got the mitzvah. Taita says on Daf Gimel, the Aisha Sah goes off because Esei Deichalosa say. You have Esei Deichalosa say by a katan. You did it. The katan did Yibam. His Yibam didn't remove the Zika. That's because the removal of the Zika is totally on the kinyan. But it doesn't mean he didn't get a mitzvah. Right? So Rav Shimon was mecharesh, this earth-shattering chiddush, that you can split the parts of Yibam apart, that you can split the mitzvah and the kinyan. And we're claiming that it's ma'akah from the Rambam, that the kinyan is what removed the Zika. So the fact that by katan it says you don't remove the Zika, all that means is that a katan doesn't have a kinyan. Who says a katan doesn't have a kiyam mitzvah? He did a full-fledged Yavama Yamalala. He did it what the Torah said. For some reason, the Torah says that a katan, he's a katan, he can't get a kinyan. Truth is, a katan can't normally marry an Isha. So that's outlandish. A katan can't have a kinyan. The katan doesn't get, there's no kedushin normally by a katan. So the Torah goes ahead and says, a katan's kinyan is not a kinyan. Normally, we give a kinyan yibum. We don't give it to a katan. A katan can't get a kinyan yibum. He's not a bar kinyan. Makes sense. A katan can't be married. There's no such thing as a male katan being married. So fine, the Torah says a katan doesn't have a kinyan. But a kiyum mitzvah fulfills. Why not? He did exactly what the Torah said. You found the yodel now. So therefore, that's what Titus is saying. Titus in his Havmina knows. See, it's much nicer, I think, than Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan shot in Titus. I agree with Rabbi Kalter said it too. He said it's very funny. What was Titus's Havmina? He didn't have the Gemara of Katan. He didn't have any Bekiya. If Katan, according to Rabbi Chanan, Katan proves Hutra. So Titus in his Havmina, he didn't know the Gemara, and then Titus wakes up. And he said, all right, there's a Gemara, the Pharisee Gemara, it says Hutra. You know. So you have Shekinah faces. So what happened here? Titus knows the Gemara of Katan. Of course he knew the Gemara in Katan. But the Gemara in Katan doesn't say Hutra. The Gemara in Katan says that you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah without making a kinyan. Titus in his Havmina felt that that has nothing to do with Muberes. Muberes, who said you're Mekayim the Mitzvah? By Muberes, maybe the problem is you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah either. So Titus is Mechadesh, needed to have a Katan. that Mubaris is the same as cotton. Because it's not proportionate that everything is like cotton. He says it's a chiddush. It's not like according to Rabbi Chanan, cotton proves hutra and everything. If it's hutra, it's hutra. Once you have the side of hutra, everything fits into hutra. There's no room to split. That's why I couldn't understand Abba Shaw, because everything under the sun has to fit into hutra. So what was Taitis as Havanina? He didn't know the Kiyas. And his Machadish the Kiyas, that was it. This is Taitis Sarah, they lied, they got a Gemara. She was to make fun of that. But according to us, it's very nice. Abba Taitis knows the Gemara. He knows the Gemara of Katan. Katan proves that you say that you can have a mitzvah without a mitzvah which is matter, but without the missing ingredient of kinyan, and therefore the zika still continues. Titus goes ahead and is having that. That's not how he understood Mubaris. He thought Mubaris doesn't even have a mitzvah. By Katan, it makes sense. Chad is a Katan, does a mitzvah. He does everything he's supposed to do, except because he's a Katan can't have a kinyan. But by Mubaris, Pashto Titus understood that the problem is, it's not a problem in the kinyan. Why should Mubaris be a problem in the kinyan? Mubaris is, there's something wrong with what you're doing. There's something wrong with the Yibum. Right? It's not. So Titus, how mean it was you're not getting the mitzvah? Titus answers, no, that Chad and Mubaris is the same as Katan. Really, you are doing a Maisa Yibum, except that you don't have the kinyan. So then, it's so fine. If you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah without the kinyan, so it's Esei Deich Alosa say, because you're doing a Mitzvah. Very simple. There is, however, a slight problem. Maybe it's not so slight. I think that's a simple chat. The problem is that that's fine and dandy for the first beer. Okay? The first beer that you do when you're a cousin, or the first beer when you do when you're a Mubaris, so you tell me that's the kind of mitzvah. So Esei Deich Alosa say. But what about the second beer? Right? It says Kotel Abar Gedolet to Gadreno. Means you can keep on having beers. The same thing by Mubaris. Rish Lakish holds, you're not over in Eshasaf, the second beer. So here we have the Kotel. So the first beer, he fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay? First beer, you fulfilled the mitzvah. Esei Deich Alosa say. Now why is the second beer mitzvah? You have an Eshasaf. He said, well, what kind of caution that? By every Yavama, the second B is Mutter. Yeah, but by every Yavama, the second B is Mutter, even though there's no Mitzvah anymore, we have a Pasuk, a Jerusha, that's the Hutra. Then the Hutra kicks in, of Kivin Shalakha, Nasa, Kishta, the Chaldavar. But that Jerusha, the Chaya, is Kantale on the Kinyan, the whole words of the Jerushas. Kivin Shalakha, the Isha. Once it's the Nasek Yishto the Chol Gavir, and I'm saying that you're not, the Kinyan is not Chal. So you guys say you get the Drasha of Nasek Yishto the Chol Gavir to tell me Hutra, even though there's no Kinyan. It sounds very shared to say that. I mean, at the other end, I'm stuck. I would say that it's a simon that Biyishniya, but it's Pashtus is definitely not like that. Pashtus is that this Drasha, if we're learning out from the Drasha of Nasa Ki Ishtar, the Chol Gavir, that there's a Hutra, the thing that causes, if we're ready to say that there are two parts, there's the Kinyan and the Mitzvah, and we're ready to stick our neck out to say that it's the Kinyan that's Mafdiya, the Zika, so the Chayre, it's surely, you know, there's no, I don't have any Makor from the Psukim to that, which is saying somehow Chazal knew. So when it says Nasek Yishra the Chol Gavir, that Biyashniya is Mutter, that seems to be clearly the Kinyan. So where are you going to have a din that you're going to tell me that there's no Kinyan, so why is Biyashniya Mutter? Besides which, the Chayre is also, there's a Hechlik, because if we're going to say that Hutra kicks in after you do Bia Rishina, so then it's going to come out in our Cheshbon, it's not going to work out, because we had Rashi. Rashi said that Kedushin is not Taifes by a Yavama because she's an Eshasa. So where we want to learn Shat is because nothing to do with the, not, we don't want to use of Shimon's the Siva. It's because there's an Isser Eshasa, a practical Isser, Maisa. Because it's only the only the Tchiyah was matter. Tekta b'chon ekasha, so how come she's in Kedushin Saifes after you do Yibum? So he said, because over then it's Hutra. Now there's a special, well, you don't know that Eish Yisach. So according to us, it's very simple. You don't have to say two levels of Hutra, that before Yibum there's no Hutra, and after Yibum there is Hutra. Now, if you're going to, in order to answer why Katan Abor Gedoda Tigadlena, we're going to have to say that once you do that first Bia, and you Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Kiya Mitzvah brings about a Hutra, so then it'll come out in a fascinating din, that if now the person would be Mekadisher, Kedusha would be Taifex, right? After a Muberes, or a Katan, you have to become a Gogo, but if after a person, Katan did the first Bia, or Mubarak, you did the first Bia. According to us, you fulfilled the mitzvah Yibam. You got a mitzvah. You did. Now you want to do Bia Shniya. Why is Bia Shniya Mutter? So we're going to say it's Mutter because Hutra. If it's Hutra, so because we get the heter of Nasat Yishol Achol Dover. So if you're going to get the heter of Nasat Yishol Dover, so then you should be able to have Kedush and Tyson. I never heard of a new halacha that you can have Kedush and Tyson in a Yavama. You know, that would be very wild to say such a thing. We only find that after you marry her, or after you do, you know, once, if you're Megarsha together, Machzira. We never heard that after Bia Rishina, even if the Bia Rishina is not Kaina, you can go ahead and give her a ring and you'll be married to Raisa. It would be very hard pressed to say such a halacha. So, Chayra, that means, well, again, if I'm stuck, I would say it, but hard, it would be hard pressed. So the question is as follows. According to the way we're setting it up, that there are two separate things. There's the mitzvah and the kinyan. And the hafkas, sikas, tali on the kinyan, like it's mashra from the Rambam, not like Rav Shimon. The chayra, also it's mashra from the pasuk, the nafik, ishtar chal davar, the hukras, tali on the kinyan. So granted, bia rishayna, stana, and mubaras is mutter, because of asay daichal osay, because you're doing the mitzvah, but why bia shniya mutter? That's the chayra kasha. So what I would say is borrow a concept that Ramosha says, he really says it later in the Masechta, in the end of the Masechta, it's really not the Yavamis part of the Masechta, he talks about the mitzvah pre-Yavu. The Shaila is, what is the mitzvah pre-Yavu? So Pashup Shat, everyone assumes, the mitzvah pre-Yavu is when you to have a boy and a girl. So it means until you get a boy and a girl, you don't have the mitzvah. When you get a boy and a girl, you get to the mitzvah. The problem is there's a tesis. We had this tesis last year, in fact in the book which of last year, that tesis says that why can't a person marry a chatzi eder, chatzi ben chayrin, marry a shivcha, because of essay teichel also say. So Taita seems to imply that you're yotzei the mitzvah right when you have bia. Yotzei mitzvah right when you have bia. Right? That would say this kasha. That the Gemara says that a chatzi eder, chatzi ben chayrin can't marry a shivcha, and therefore can't fulfill the mitzvah approvals. So Taita says a kasha, say essay teichel also say. Taita's answer, because it's not the inna, because he's over the aveira with the hara, and he's only mekayim the mitzvah with the tzor zara. So the kind of women, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzor zara either. The mitzvah you don't get till 5 years later. Now the boy and a girl, you get the mitzvah. You're not going to get a mitzvah with a bia. Who says she's going to become pregnant with this bia? Who says, you know, you don't know. There's not a way that a one bia makes a woman pregnant and have a child, especially a boy and a girl. No such row. There's the way that people that are married for a while, they have children. Not to every single bia. So what's Taita saying? Essay Daichal also say. So the Ramosha says, I don't know if he said it over there, but he says, Pshat, in the mitzvah approval, he says that obviously that the mitzvah is with every bia. And when we say that this boy and a girl, a boy and a girl is not the mitzvah. It just disagrees with the entire, everyone in the world thinks that you get a boy and a girl, now you fulfill pre-Yavu. Ramosha says, Kumpakir. a boy or girl is the end of the mitzvah. I mean, so you get a boy and a girl, every time you have a beer, you're fulfilling pruvah. The mitzvah is to try to have children. So every time you do a beer, you're fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa or pruvah. Once you get a mitzvah, a boy and a girl, okay, then the mitzvah's over. You got to the end. But now there's no more mitzvah anymore. Maybe there's a drabbanan, shavas, whatever. But the shir, he says, a boy and a girl is the shir of the mitzvah. It's not the kiyum of the mitzvah. Every time you have a bia, you make a mitzvah. That's what it seems from Mukhlef and Taisus. He says the shir of the mitzvah is a boy and a girl. He says it's like staka. Every time you give staka, you yaitzi a mitzvah staka. You give a penny to staka, you yaitzi a mitzvah. There's a shir. There's a shir. The Torah is mechayev you up to a karnesh, a miser. Where if you do more, you also continue getting a mitzvah. So by Purim, not sure if you can do more, you continue getting a mitzvah. I don't know. I don't remember clearly from Amisha. But he said that pshat is that the boy and the girl, that's not the mitzvah. That's the shir. There's a mitzvah. Every time you do beer, you get a mitzvah. So I would like to say the same thing by Yibum. By Yibum, the Torah says it's a mitzvah to have Yibum, mitzvah, beer with your Yavama. Now, obviously, once you're kaina and the zika goes off, then there's no more mitzvah anymore. But if we say that the kinyan, that the zika goes off, is contingent on the kinyan, and if you do a bia that doesn't make a kinyan, so then you fulfill the mitzvah, but the zika stays. So she's still a yavama, there's still a mitzvah. When there's still a yavama. So there's a, who said that you're still doing bia with your yavama? So there's also, bia shli is also a mitzvah. Bia shli should also be a mitzvah. Normally, once you do by a regular yavama, it's not shy of such a thing. By a regular yavama, once you do a bia, she's nasa kishtra. Once it's nasa kishtra, there's a din, the hutra, but she's more than just hutra. She's no longer yavama. So of course it's no longer a mitzvah. Pashas is no longer a mitzvah because she's not a yavam anymore. But by a muberes and a katan, who the first bia we're saying is a kiyum mitzvah, but it doesn't make a kinyan. It doesn't make a kinyan. The zika doesn't go off, so she's still a yavama. She's still a yavama. So every time you have bia with a yavama, you're doing what the Torah says. The Torah says, "I bia with your yavama." That's a mitzvah. Who said, why is it? It's another time the mitzvah. So you can still, you're continuing with the mitzvah. The ma'isa, it's not as crazy as it sounds, because there's a, and that's where the Ritva, which I told the guys not to bother looking at, but he's even much more radical, in a sense. He doesn't say it's a full-fledged mitzvah, but he says that the din that you're allowed to have even after you do Yibum, you can have this thing that the Torah says, a hutra, that you can keep on having beer with her. He says it's not, also, it's not, first he says, Xeris Akasuf. But then he says, because Ein Isha Misaberes Mi Bia Rishayna. So it sounds like the Torah is saying that there's a certain, some dimension of a mitzvah, I don't know if it's a full mitzvah, but there's some that even by a regular yavama, who you did be on your kaina, and it's not a kishra lechol davar, that if you go ahead and you do be a shmiya, the reason why the kaina was hutra is because there's still some dimension and you're fulfilling some form of mitzvah yibum. Now, I'm not saying it's a full-fledged mitzvah, it wouldn't be for the level of the fear, but the is saying a much more radical thing, that even by a, she's no longer yavam anymore, she's ishtar lechol davar. You can give her a get, the zika's off, and yet he says clearly that when you have that second bia, you're fulfilling something, because ein isha misabaras bia rishayna. So, now he's saying that even by a yavama that's kaina, that's very radical. Not making a totally of it. But there, you see already that's your concept, that there is a Torah does would want more than one bia. Ein isha misabaras bia rishayna. There isn't any have more bias. The only thing is that normally, by normal yavama, if you don't say it like the Ritva, she's not a yavama anymore. So the mitzvah obviously ends because he's the owner of the Heshe Timsas, not a Yavama. But at least by a cousin and a Muberes, where she's still a Yavama. So you could say it's still in the parsha of the mitzvah. I don't know exactly what the gather is. I'm not sure in Essay Deichalosa say how much of the mitzvah you need, what the full dimension of the mitzvah, but you're still being Isaac in the mitzvah. It's not totally has no shaykhus to the mitzvah. It's a continuation. It becomes one more nicer mitzvah. The original bia, with all the continuation bias, with the final bia that happens when Tegadano is one more, because there's a continuous, you're continuing until you get to the Tegadano, where you get to the completion. So it's all in the considered a nice mitzvah, and therefore you have Essay Deichalosa saying that also. Now, that you're a Tegadano, it becomes one, in a sense, it's like one nice mitzvah. You started when you're a katan, and you started, you're already doing part of the mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah without the kinyan, whatever, but you're doing a chunk of the mitzvah, I'm not sure, without the kinyan, and you're concluding it when you become a gadol. Okay, so just to summarize, so it comes out as follows. So once we say this, so we can go back and say that Shana and Taina, if there's no raya from Taiva Salam and Hay, because Fakir's, if anything, I would claim Taiva Salam and Hay is mashmas, not Hutra, because if it was Hutra, it wouldn't have had a Havamina. So Taiva Salam and Hay is learning Tachia, and he's saying that it's only by Katan and Muberes that we have, that there's no Issa, because you're doing a nicer Bia, which has in it, you're doing the nicer Bia of the Torah. So there is some dimension of mitzvah here, so we can still have a tachiyah. So then all the kashas that we asked yesterday are off. First of all, obviously the kasha from working backwards from Abba Shaul is totally off, because by Abba Shaul there's absolutely no kiyah mitzvah. By Tosis and Daf Gimel is very good, it's a form of Essay Deichalosa, say. And Rashi on the days is very good because of Rashi on the days is very good because there's a real Isser Eishasaf, and that stops Kedushin, even though it's a little tricky Rashi on the days, because the Maitha, if you do Bia, any Bia will perform Mitzvah Yivam, it'll be Mutter. But in Lumbus, a Bia, which is only a Bia Yibam, is Mutter. But a Bia of Kedushin, Luyasur, you had a Bia that's not Yibam, is only Kedushin, would that be Mutter? So therefore, Kedushin can't be Typhase, but Yibam could be Typhase. So that was the question. It's a little bit of a hard answer. But we had a question yesterday that what's the difference, according to Rashi on the day, so if Kedushin is not Typhase, so why is Yibam Typhase? So the answer is because Yibam Yibam has a din of Essay Deichalosa say. The B is Mutter for Yibam. The Bia is not Mutter for Kedushin. Practically speaking, you do any Bia, it'll be a Bia's Yibam. So practically speaking, you'll never have, unless you have like Abba Shaul, but you might never have a Metzius of a Bia that's Usher. But in Lundis, Lu Yisur, you had a Bia which isn't a Bia, which is only a Bia of Kedushin, not a Bia of Yibam, would be Usher. So therefore, the fact that there's an Isser and a Bia, except for the concept of Essay Deichalosa, which intrinsically by definition doesn't happen by Kedushin, it's just a technical, it happens to be a coincidental that she's a Yavama, and therefore every time you do Bia you'll get Yibam. But Mitzad, when you come to the Mekadesher, so Mitzad Kedushin, she's Aser. So therefore, the Kedushin can't be Taifas. You don't have to say Rav Shimon, Rav Elchanan's Chiddush of the Siba. You can say the Kedushin is not Taifas because with Gabi Kedushin, there's a real practical Isser. It just never happened to Maisa because the Mitzvah is Yibam, but with Gabi Yibam, there's no Isser. Okay.